Hello.
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 My name is George. I'm conducting a survey for research purposes at the Harvard Kennedy School and would like to get your opinion on some issues on the day of Boston. Not much is known about people feel and want. People think about policing in their neighborhood. We would like to hear from you, your expressions with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. Hello, sir?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you. I heard total silence. Okay, and with a perception of the Boston Police Department, the survey will take just a few minutes to complete and ask about sensitive topics in appreciation for sharing your time and opinion. You will receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey, and you will also have the opportunity to sign up for to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience also. Do you currently live in Boston?
I do.
Okay. And what is your zip code?
02124.
02124. Uh-huh. And what would you say is your gender? Male, female, or something else, non-binary, transgender, gender vibrant, non-confirming?
Male is fine.
Okay. And how old are you? Are you between 18, 29, 30, 49?
I'm 65.
Okay. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background?
White.
And what is the highest level of education you have completed? Did not
high
complete.
School.
Okay. The next step of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say that your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
In general, would you say that your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of sleep over the past month. How often do you have trouble falling asleep?
Never.
And how often do you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back to sleep?
Never.
How often do you wake up feeling anxious or fatigued? Exhausted or fatigued?
Almost never.
The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late during the past 2 weeks. How often you been bothered by the following: having little interest or pleasure in doing things, not at all some days, more than half the days, nearly every day?
I'm not understanding the question.
The next step of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late during the past 2 weeks. How often have you been bothered by the following: having little interest or pleasure in doing things?
Never.
Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Never.
Not being able to control worrying?
Never.
Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
Never.
Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by healthcare professionals that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following: heart attack,
Before we go on, you started the question saying this was about policing, and not, but you're asking me an awful lot of quite personal questions, which I'm getting not comfortable answering those questions. I don't want to answer those types of questions anymore.
Okay.
You want to ask me about how I feel?
These are just yes or no questions, so just let me know yes or no, okay?
Well, depends.
Okay. Heart attack, angina, or chronic heart disease?
I don't want to answer that question either way.
Okay, but how about overweight or obesity?
No, don't want to answer that question either way.
Okay.
Diabetes? No, don't want to go there.
High blood pressure?
Don't want to go there.
An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-trauma?
No.
Okay.
Don't want to
a
go there.
Substance abuse disorder?
Don't want to go there.
Okay. Now, here are some questions about what you think of your community and the relationship that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. If a serious issue developed in your neighborhood, like a rise in party crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely,
somewhat
or
likely.
Very unlikely?
Somewhat likely.
And have there been a social get-togethers, like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months?
None. Zero.
In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? A yes or no?
No. No.
Now, I would like to ask you the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statement about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I don't have an opinion there. I don't interact with officers.
Okay. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
I have no opinion on that.
Okay. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
I have no opinion on that.
What about law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind?
I guess I don't have enough interaction with law enforcement officers to answer the question.
Okay. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
Again, I don't have an opinion.
People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
I don't have an opinion. I don't want to form my opinion by what I see on 2020.
Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
Opinion.
People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
I'd like to think so, but I don't know.
During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
No opinion. I'm not sure where this is going to go, but I cannot recall the last time I had even spoken to him.
Now, you can answer these questions, yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No.
Stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
No.
Been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members?
Nope.
The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that police treat you unfairly in your own neighborhood, especially because of your race? Has anyone in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, especially because of their race?
I don't know. I don't have an opinion on that.
Have you ever felt the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background?
No.
Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
No opinion on that.
We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement, yes or no?
Well, yes.
Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year?
No.
Have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No.
And have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested?
No.
Now, these questions are for respondents who have had contact with police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever been physically abusive to you? Yes or no, sir?
No.
Or treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
No.
Arrested you for something you did not do?
No.
Accused you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
Been verbally abusive to you?
No.
Followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No.
Assumed you are a thief?
No.
Stopped and searched you for no reason?
No.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. Now, thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Strongly disagree.
I try not to talk about the time I was stopped.
Strongly disagree.
I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Strongly disagree.
Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Strongly disagree.
My feelings about this incident and kind of numb.
Strongly disagree.
Reminders of the time I was stopped cause me to have physical reactions such as swearing, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statement about things that have happened since your encounter with police. I felt like I can't make any mistakes? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
I feel like I am being watched or tracked.
Strongly disagree.
Police are more uncomfortable around me.
Strongly disagree.
My friends have treated me with more respect.
Strongly disagree.
My friends have treated me with more respect.
More respect as a result of what?
I am required to read verbatim, sir. That's what the statement says. I cannot add to it or take it from it. I have to read it like it's been written. But that's all it says.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense. I guess I'll strongly disagree, I guess.
The other one says, I would be less likely to apply for a job if I knew that the employer would ask about my past experience with the police.
Strongly disagree.
People have been less willing to help me in my everyday life.
Strongly disagree.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree.
I'm getting closer to where I have to stop.
No, we are concluding now. We're at 95%. And with the following, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. I feel uncomfortable engaging in police display of my culture or identity in areas with a notable law enforcement presence.
Strongly disagree.
The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement action.
I either agree or disagree.
I am less likely to call the police when I need it.
Strongly disagree.
Law enforcement has made my community feel safe.
Neither agree or disagree.
Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Strongly agree.
Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have a positive effect on my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Either agree or disagree.
And thank you. We are almost done. The last few questions are for statistic purposes. What is your current employment status?
I am employed.
Okay. And what is your current marital status?
Single.
And how many children do you have?
Zero.
How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Just one.
And what is your household total income from all sources? I will read the category. When you hear the right one. Under 20.
I'm not going to answer that. I will not answer that one.
Okay, no problem. And how long have you lived in Boston? Over 0 to 3 years?
47
years. How many,
sir? 65.
Okay. And what best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, a rent, or paying?
Homeowner.
Okay. And have you ever lived in public housing in Boston?
Nope.
Yes or no?
Nope.
Okay. Please give me the name of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you lived on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, just say Main and Elm Street.
Galvin and Morton.
Galvin and Morgan?
Morton.
Morton, okay.
M-O-R-T-O-N.
So Galvin and Morton. Is that correct? Okay.
Yep.
And would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experience with and perception of Boston police for a $50 gift card? Yes or no?
No.
And thank you. Now, you've now completed the survey. In order to receive your $10 gift card, please provide your phone number and email.
Well, you have my phone number. I don't want to give out my email. And you can give the $10 to, you know, a homeless shelter or something.
Okay, I am going to need an email for that. Do you have the email for that?
Yeah, let's just go. No, I don't need the $10.
Okay, because in order for me to complete the survey at 100%, I do need an email, and I have the phone number. But do you have a family email or a generic email that I can just put on here?
Will not provide an email.
Okay. Now, we do ask these questions, sir, to make sure that we are representing people of all groups, ages.
What's the question?
What I'm saying is I need an email so I can complete the
survey. Yeah, I can't give you an email, so let's just leave it at that.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.
Okay.
Hello? Would you speak with Kathy? Okay. Well, thank you. Goodbye.